This is Chris Gardner of the KCOH Radio and the Houston Round Ball Review, speaking with assistant coach of the Charlotte Sting, Fred Williams, here at the halftime of the Rice City Owls Stanford Cardinal game. Well, Fred, just mainly, why are you here at tonight's game watching Stanford and Rice play?
Well, we put this on our scouting schedule to watch a lot of games around the country, and Rice has always been a very competitive team to have some athletes come out of the program, and also with Stanford, with Nicole Powell, who's one of the highly scoutable players that's going to be hopefully in the WNBA draft.
And talk about Nicole Powell's game in terms of strengths, weaknesses, what she does well, what she can improve on.
Well, I think, you know, overall she's got a lot of strong points about her, because she can play about four positions on the floor. You know, she can play point guard, two guard, you know, small forward, and also play at the post area. So she gives you a lot of dynamics on the floor. And transition-wise, you got to really get somebody on her, because she can pass and distribute the basketball well. And, you know, as far as the weak points, I don't see too many weak points out there. You know, she's probably one of the top five players in the country, and she's really performed and strengthened her game throughout the years.
And what, in your opinion, do you think Charlotte needs to improve on? What are they looking for in the draft? What type of need do they want to meet?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, you got to look at all positions in the draft because of, you know, with the contracts and free agency and all that now in the women's basketball. And so we kind of look at every position. And then when it gets down to draft time, then you pretty much know which players you may or may not have because of contracts that are, you know, being signed or not signed. But, you know, our main thing is that you want to look at size first, and then you look at the perimeter players, you know, pretty much second.
Any thoughts on the new rules that passed the other day in terms of the widening of the free throw lane and the pulling back the 3-point line?
Well, I think it's the 3-point line is about another inch back or so, and I think a lot of the players are used to that before it's going over season and off season in play. I think widening the lane, you got to look at your four player and your five players and putting the ball on the floor about one or two dribbles and trying to get to the basket more. So you got to have that versatile player inside the post area. And you got to have a strong guard outside that can hit that three.
Do you agree with the intent that the league was stated that they were trying to hoping for with the rules in order to increase scoring?
I think it's definitely going to increase some scoring. I think you're going to see with the lane being widen out there, you're going to see a lot of your power players and four players going to the basket more and making some things happen early. With the shot clock now, is going to speed up the game sometime. In a certain situation with some quick hits and out-of-bounds plays. So, yeah, I think you see maybe about 10, 15 points more per game.
Overall, give a grade of the 2004 class coming into the WNBA, the senior class, the draft.
Wow, I guess it's a grade A. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, I think it'll probably go about three or four rounds deep. You know, it depends on the players that's coming into the draft and who signs with the league. But you got a deep draft each year. I think every team in the WNBA is going to get, you know, pretty much their needs in that first round and possibly in that second round.
And do you see the overall quality because of this draft, the influx of the players coming in, the league improving and another step forward?
Yeah, I really do, because of, you know, the parity of players, the younger players, along with the veteran players in the league. It's going to make it very competitive on a daily basis with practices and also with the games, and that's what the fans are looking for to see. As you know, it's happening on the men's side with the NBA now. So it's just a matter of putting a good product on the floor and continue to have it go out there and shine for you.
And one last question. Talk about the importance of the fans really coming out and supporting women's basketball on the pro and college level here in the United States.
It's very, very important. I think all the women's coaches around the country and women's basketball have really fought hard to make this league a stand, and I know that the NBA and the WNBA personnel and marketing people have really done a great job, and the players are really trying to get out there and make a lot of things happen each year to keep things flowing for the fans. So I just see it getting better each year, and you know, the players are going to get strong each year, and it's evident because of the Lisa Leslie dunk last year. So hey, that's just an indication where things are going to a higher elevation.
Okay, thank you very much. And once again, I'm Chris Gardner of KCOH Sports Wrap and the Houston Round Ball Review, speaking with Fred Williams, assistant coach for the Charlotte Sting.